Melanie, the coach of the Vanderbilt women. Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Not too bad. We got a few minutes with you here, so I'll ask you real quick. First of all, you opened with Montana in the pit in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. Your team faced the Lady Grizz in the 2005 tournament and beat them by 20, but you say this is a different team.
Yeah, I think we're a different team and they're a different team. They were really big inside and they had a great post player. Now they have great shooting, three-point shooters. And we're different. We're much more of a athletic defending team than we were a three-point shooting team.
Melanie, one of the things I like about your team in the second half of the season, you got a lot better with your field goal defense. One of the major improvements, and that has to be a huge asset going into the postseason.
Yeah, I think so. I think the teams that keep moving on, you know, obviously are teams that can dictate and take people out of what they do offensively. You know, the teams that are in it run their offenses really well. They can score a lot of points. That's why they're successful. But you got to have a team that can take people out of those things, and I think this is a team that has been able to do that, like you said, down the stretch.
When you think of the pit, you think about Jimmy Valvano running around after winning the national championship in 83. You grew up a basketball fan, so I'm sure you have that memory.
Absolutely. I've seen it on TV, but I've never been to the pit in person. I've never been there. I'm excited about going out there and being somewhere different, and like you said, somewhere that you've seen a lot of excitement and a great environment on television.
Melanie, one of the things I asked our callers this morning is find me Cindy. Give me a Cinderella for the men's tournament. Here's why I think your team is a candidate in the women's tournament to be Cinderella. Strong third-place finish in a power conference. You stick with a seven-player rotation for the most part. Your team's efficient. You have balance. You have five players averaging at least 9 points a game, and no one averaging more than 13. You shoot it well, and you shoot it well from three-point range.
Yeah, you know, I think we've been so much stronger in the past offensively, and this year we're stronger defensively and rebounding. And I've watched in the men's game so many teams do well because of defense and rebounding. So I'm looking forward to taking a different type of team to the postseason. I want to make a deeper run, obviously, than we have. So this just might be our opportunity to do so.
Everybody points at Christina Wirth being one of your keys, but I also feel like you know, it's your woman at the wheel, and I'm talking about freshman point guard Jens Rhodes. Do you feel like she's ready for prime time?
Yeah, you know, everybody's been asking me, you got a freshman point guard, and we kind of have 2 point guards now. Jensie leads. Jess Mooney's been coming in and playing both off guard and point guard a lot more than she's ever in our program. And I think we have two different looks with two different, it's kind of like having two different quarterbacks, like Ohio State has done in the past, where you have half the game we're going to play Jensie Rhodes at the point, the other half we're going to play Jess Mooney, and it's going to look totally different. Jensie Rhodes is more of a half court, sees the floor very well, doesn't shoot it that much and just distributes the basketball, and she doesn't get flustered at all. Very calm, cool, and collective. And then Jess Mooney, sixth player of the year in the SEC, comes off the bench, and she just pushes the tempo, is so good in the open court, and gives us that spark that we need offensively off the bench, and a lot of times it's at the point spot.
And Mooney, of course, is a Nashville kid. What makes her makeup, what is it about her makeup that makes her so effective coming off the bench?
Smart player. I think she really likes to watch the game before she goes in. She's a lot more prepared because she's watching what's going on the floor, especially defensively. She gets a lot of offense off her defense. Her and Jen Risker and Jess Mooney are two defensive players that have changed us from last year to this year. They can get steals and get run outs and get us some offense. We've had some droughts offensively this year where we can't score in the half court or we can't score in our offense and we're struggling. Those guys, will both of them, Jess Mooney and Jen Risper, will get us some offense off our defense.
Speaking of Vanderbilt women's basketball, Coach Melanie Balcom, you understand this question. Sometimes ignorance can be bliss, and you have a young team. They're not really shaped by their past NCAA tournament experiences, and sometimes that can be an asset.
Absolutely. Again, something I'm looking forward to. We've been taking teams ever since I've been here. I've been confident because we have senior leadership. We have seniors with all this experience in the NCAAs and postseason. We've done really well in the SEC tournaments. I like this team because It doesn't have a lot of experience. There is no pressure. We've already exceeded expectations. I feel we've overachieved. We've done much more than they've ever expected or we've ever expected of them. And now they can just go and play. And I think that's a great environment to take a team. And I just think it's so different that we're all excited. It's a totally different feeling we have going in than we have gone in different years.
Melanie, looking forward to seeing you guys play. Hope you have a long march, and we'll speak to you again down the line.
Thanks again. I hope to talk to you again next week.
Okay, great.